on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast, your new source for information regarding Mafia Wars from Zynga. Pistol Pete from Spockholm.
Live long and prosper.
And tonight I have with me Chainsaw Chester, Jana, Death by Gucci, and Jennifer, the Mafia Wars loot lady.
What's up?
Now Chester's here.
Yeah,
I hear you. I hear all you asshats missed me.
We did.
We filled in. We got the quadruple septuplet boost of asshat while you were gone.
Yeah. Thank
you. Yeah, I filled in.
The drinking game score.
That was hilarious.
Actually, the drinking scorecard from yesterday, this last show, was hilarious.
Who made that? That was funny. I think it was
Israel.
Migmedic. Okay,
yeah. So I thought it was really funny. So keep doing that.
He posted it on the Informant Podcast page underneath the episode, and it was just hilarious. It was in the vein of football season starting. So it was
we
really good.
We were all fighting to interrupt Jana.
I loved it. How
I think you won
Chester
though.
Still scored.
I did. I won. Is that good that I won? Or does that mean I interrupted more?
Yeah, I think you interrupted more.
You helped them get drunker. I think that was.
But I noticed there was a never Jennifer interrupts Pete.
No.
We'll have to read into that.
I just shut up when Pete's talking.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get better at it.
I don't want to disrupt his flow.
Exactly.
Who's flow?
Pete's flow. He's got flow.
I got flow.
Heavy flow?
Flowby.
Well, it's hard when you talk about technical things, because if you get, like, if your brain thinks of about something else, you get off track, and it's hard to pick up where you left off.
Squirrel. Yeah.
Has anybody, did you guys end up going to, anybody going to any football parties today or anything? Or just hanging around the house watching it?
Yeah, I didn't see any football today, period.
Oh, really?
Yep, nope.
I was just curious.
I stayed up all night, so I slept all day.
I did gardening work, which is not my thing. I don't like to do that.
Gardening?
Gardening, no.
Yeah, we have a garden too. It's pretty pathetic.
Mine's That's really sad. Pathetic. I was thinking of hiring goats.
Well, we have two big gardens that are up, like higher elevated, so the animals can't get into them.
Nice.
It's elaborate, but nothing ever grows. Like, stuff grows, but no tomatoes came this year.
Get a lot of weeds.
We got maybe 10 tomatoes.
But that's pretty good in Vegas.
Yeah, I guess.
You grew something in the desert.
And basil and cilantro, so I guess it wasn't all bad.
Nice harvest.
That's what she said.
See, I think everybody missed you, Chester.
Oh, yeah, we didn't have any. That's what she said on the last show.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
And
there wouldn't have been any asshats if it wasn't for Pete. Yeah. And the growl.
Do you have any growl?
Got a few growls in for you.
Pete growled imitating.
In the beginning.
He sounded just
remember
like
doing
you
it
for
in the other show.
He might replace you.
Master.
See, this should be a Friday show for our listeners.
I know.
We're going to start the week off right. Yeah.
You could have growled while I was ranting in the background.
Yeah, Frank, you can't listen until Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly. Tuesday's his day. Awesome. So what's been going on in Spockholm this week? Anything new?
No, just gearing up. More of the same. Just gearing up for the release of the toolbar. So, but other than that, not much. So
I have a few questions for you.
Sure.
Okay, a lot of families are taking advantage of the family boss fighter, and they seem to really like it. And I noticed there was an update today where you could check a box, and it would give the boosts out randomly.
Mm-hmm.
Because before, it used to just give the top five that asked for them.
Actually, it started from the bottom up before.
Oh, it did the bottom up?
Which then was a frustration to some people, because they were like, yeah, but what about those people that at the bottom that aren't really participating? Then you're not getting, you're helping them get a boost, but then they may not be helping the overall score.
Right, because a lot of people will just go in and attack a couple of times and be done with it.
Yep, exactly.
And I, you know, that doesn't bother me because I think the people that are active, they want to get that higher score so they get a superior item. So, you know, if people just want to come in and pass out their boost and click it a couple times to get four okay loot items, I don't see that that's a bad thing.
Right.
What were you going to say, Jana?
Oh, I have no idea at this point.
Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Was there an interruption just to have an interruption?
But yeah, I think it's good for people. Carry on.
But there was a request to see, because you guys are still going to update and work that to perfect it. But some of the feedback was saying that maybe not pass the boosts out right away, like kind of spread them out.
Yeah.
Of like the timing when you do it. And I don't know if anyone knew this, but if two people send the same person boosts at the same time, they're only going to get one set and the other just goes into like the Zynga black hole.
Mm. Yeah, I wasn't aware of that. So
I really like it. I think it's very helpful and time saving.
Yeah.
Because it's really frustrating. Yeah, it's frustrating to keep going back and forth. Like, okay, is my fatigue up? Can I attack? And so this way you can kind of set it and it will manage it for you. That's been really helpful.
What was the other thing that came up this week that I was kind of like, we've been keeping stats on the family ranks. And we've got spockon.me/family rank. And we've been keeping, you know, each day we've been doing snapshots of the families at intervals. And it kind of keeps a history of who's where within the family ranks. Well, we've been noticing, and I think you mentioned it once before, Jen, that the stats are dropping.
Yeah.
And we're trying to figure out what's going on. And I don't have a good answer yet as to what's going on. We can only take snapshots of what's in the game. So I don't know if the stats were overinflated to begin with. And now all of a sudden Zynga's done a leveling, create the level playing field thing. Or if in fact that like families are going through transitions of players and the players that are coming on are affecting the stats.
That could be. I know that they do know about this and they haven't addressed it yet. But I've been asking about that a lot because it's really making some families mad.
Right.
You know, the statistics-driven people. It's not cool to be like, oh, we're almost at 3 million ICEs, and then the next day log on and you have like 1.5 million. You want to know what happened to those. And there doesn't seem to be a pattern. Like some families, it affects their kills. Some, it's their ICEs. Some, both.
Right.
But there's a lot of missing data out there. So yeah. I think it's just a Zynga F up.
Could be. I was kind of curious. So. Wasn't sure exactly what was going on.
And before you could tell, because Martin, there was a 4-day stretch where that spreadsheet hadn't been updated. So you could look at it and see what you had 4 days ago and then compare it to what you actually had. And there was quite a discrepancy. And then Ike showed me last night, like you all have a graph. So each family has their own graph they can pull up. And then you can see the downward slopes.
Correct. So, again, if you go to the spockon.me/family rank and you look for your family in the list, if you're up in the top 50, I think is what's listed there, then
you can get... Oh, sorry.
Well, yeah, then you can go ahead and actually click on a family name and it'll take you to your family's individual stats. So you can go look at your icing history and so on, and that's what Jen's talking about, where there's the chart for your individual family. If you're not in that list, you can go ahead and... I can't remember.
You have to enter your family ID number.
That's what it is.
Pull up your family.
Yeah.
And there is a script to get your family ID called Family Info.
Right.
If you don't know it.
Yep.
What'd you do without her?
Yep.
Zynga told us in the beginning that any stats contributed to a family member would stay in that family even if the people left. And when new people came on, none of their stats would come over. It's just what you've done while you were in that family.
Okay, well.
So whether that's true or not, you have no way of really knowing. It just upsets people. That's what happens when you have too much stuff going on in the same game.
Yeah. There's nothing we can do any more or any less other than display what we show. So
I wish more people understood that. Because it seems like you guys get a lot of flack when things don't work. But yeah. It's not your fault.
Can't control things we have no control over.
And your mission crew link. You might want to update, talk about that update.
Yeah, when the new sports bar came out in the properties, we had created a link generator in the Mission Crew bookmarklet. Oh, dang, I did it. Spocklet.
Uh-huh.
What it did was it would create the links for you, and then you could share them on your wall, and then people can click on them and go ahead and do them. Well, that was working fine for a while, and then all of a sudden, now they're not working. So we're sure that Zynga made some changes. It's immediately when things like that happen, you know, we take a lot of heat for, well, how come it stopped working? And it's like, you know, the people out there that use our tools have to realize that whenever a game change takes place, we're not on the email list at Zynga that says, hey, yeah, guess what? We changed something. Get ready for it. Here it comes. You know, so we do have to play catch up a lot of times with the changes that occur. You know, we do what we can, and we're fairly responsive. I mean, we try to get to everything that changes as fast as we possibly can, but we're only human. We're only three people, and, you know, we all have real jobs.
You guys do
beyond
great.
That, so.
And lives, too.
Yeah, and yeah. Family and everything else. So, I mean,
I don't think people realize, a lot of people, that it's only you, Martin, and Ike.
That's mm-hmm. Team Spockholm.
Well, you guys rock, so I think...
Spock on.
Spock on.
You know, there's a lot of things we'd love to be able to do in the game if the developers would chat with us about some of it. Some of it would be very easy for them to implement on their end that would have great benefit within the community and very minimal amount of coding time on their end, because all they have to do is expose, you know, some data, and then once that data is there, then we can take it from there to do the rest. You know, and I'll give you a what if they would create a way for us as script writers to go in and submit a list of Facebook IDs or Mafia Wars IDs to a page and render back with ones and zeros whether or not those people are alive or dead, then, you know, think of the fighting modules and stuff like that that people are using. We could eliminate a lot of traffic on the servers for ways that people are now getting that information to determine live targets and dead targets. So, you know, if they could do that, that would be nice. And if they want to talk about it, you know where to reach me. tip@informantpodcast.com.
And they did fly you out there, so it seemed like there was interest in communicating with you, but then that kind of fizzled out.
It feels like everything's fizzled out a little bit as far as communication goes with Zynga since mm-hmm. Nate left. And I hate to say that, but it definitely feels different, you know?
Yep.
That's what she said.
Well, I don't think anybody knows where to go with what Nate started with PAC and, you know, what the idea behind it was and so on. And I think maybe over time they'll start catching a new breath on what that...
I think we just have to give them more time.
Get to know us.
Figure it out. Yeah.
Exactly.
We figure stuff out without them helping. I mean, it was nice to get heads up on features that were coming, but even if you don't, when it hits the game, we all figure it out.
Exactly.
And sometimes,
or you do.
Sometimes it's better not to have a heads up, because then a lot of times when I used to get information about features like prior to their release, it wasn't always what was seen in the game. And in my brain, I was, you know, thinking of what I had read before, and it didn't really jive. And then that would cause more confusion. And then I'd have to, like, you know, bust out three accounts and figure out what actually does happen. So I think from our end, sometimes it might be easier this way.
True.
True that.
So, word up so to that.
Jen has...
yeah, keep... What?
Has your week gotten any better?
I got sucked into that lucky stash machine, and I hate when I cannot use my free spins. I just can't. Because what happens is when I start with the free spins, when they're eaten up, I keep going. And I'm like, well, I remember Pete won 240 reward points. Oh, and the jackpot is high. And I can really attest that
you
machine...
You won 241 RP?
Pete did,
yep,
yeah.
I did.
How?
I just played it one time, and I don't play it very often, so maybe
luck
it was
of the draw.
Just darn luck, which is amazing.
That's why, because I can't stop.
Mm-hmm.
I know. And then, like, if I see a post on the fan page or in my ass room that somebody won reward, I'll go and try, and then I won't stop, and then I've blown, like, 100 reward points.
Man.
I got 2 spins that landed on the reward point button instead of the loot button, and I was super excited. But on one of them, I got 20, and one of them, I got 5.
Well.
And so I left the lucky stash machine, because it's not very lucky. They shouldn't call it that.
Mm-mm. So what else is new this week with you?
We didn't really have a whole lot this week. The last show, the new property had just come out, the sports bar, they called it. And it was, we determined it was all through spam. You got to ask for these parts. You have to ask your mafia. And like Pete was talking about, the Mission Crew link was updated and you could put that out there. And then regardless of how many people were clicking on your links, you were still getting parts. So even though they got error code, which 90% of them said it was an error, you had already gotten them, you were still getting those parts. And so a lot of people just were able to upgrade to level 10. And then yesterday those links stopped working, but some people could still do it. And another thing that popped up, and we've seen this for the past year, some people cannot ask for stuff. They click on their button and nothing happens. We saw this when the new districts of Brazil came out, the secret district. They couldn't ask for job help. They can't get help for anything. They can't ask for ammo parts. Well, a long time ago, Alcatraz, who was the super moderator at the time, said to remove that apostrophe in front of your name. And that has helped a lot of people. When they did that, they could magically ask for stuff again.
That was so dumb.
The apostrophe? Yeah. Really?
Uh-huh. Well, because a lot
there's,
of people...
There's still a bunch of people that...
Oh, tons of them.
I still think it's dumb.
Well, it was smart at the time because we didn't have the Linkinators. Links weren't very popular.
They're so mean.
I know. But at the time, so if you were first on the list, most likely you were going to be sent more gifts. Well, now we have gifts coming out our butt and we could care less. So I don't think you need that apostrophe to help you. Like, you only can accept...
You're an ass family. You're taking stuff out of your butt. You just got like an ass fetish, don't you, ass hat?
No.
Yeah, yes.
But so anyways, if you have that apostrophe, get rid of it. If you still can't ask for stuff, a lot of people can't ask for Brazil crew links. You can use that spot comb tool. It's very easy to use. I believe a monkey could use it.
Hey, so what about a caveman?
A caveman could too.
Even a caveman.
And it's just a way that will bypass a glitch on Zynga's end. So next week we're going to get a new property. It's going to be a gun shop.
A new one in New York?
Yeah, then we're going to get a new one for the next 2 weeks. And one of my family members, Toko, found the images for them. And one's definitely a gunshot. And one looks like a, someone said it looked like a brothel. But it's supposed to be like an Italian villa.
Well, and you guys already saw that if you look at your properties page in New York, now you're going to have to make a determination of which five properties you want active at any given moment.
Right. And the benefit.
Yeah.
You can only craft five a day or have five active.
And so you're going to have the chop shop, you're going to have the armory, you're going to have the zoo, you're going to have the sports bar, you're going to have this new whatever weapon shop or whatever. And
that's perfect. If the things are good in the weapon shop, then you just get rid of the chop shop.
Right. And that's what you're going to have to make a determination
the
on.
The loot doesn't matter. We don't give a flip about this loot stat.
I just want the skills.
Right, and the benefit of these weekly properties is you can build from them every 8 hours. So strategically, you know, we're not going to know until the items come out and we can see how many skill points you can generate. But from this little sports bar, if you upgrade it to at least level 7, you have a +3 attack, which you can build 3 times a day. So that's 9 attack skills.
That's nice.
But if you'd prefer health, then of course you're going to build your warthog. You could also build the wildebeest, but it costs more parts, so you're better off with the warthog.
Exactly. I've been trying to get that through to a few people.
But Getnator, you can get your special animal parts quickly, so.
Right, but still, I like to use less.
Yeah, if the stats aren't going to help
you. Less isn't always more.
I can vouch for that.
So I think in 2 weeks when we see what all the items are and their stats, then somebody will formulate the strategy for the best 5 items. But it's going to be tailored to what you prefer as well.
Right. Well, and once we get the next property out there too, then the property manager will be retooled to support the new ones. The new ones too.
That's a good idea. Yeah, so, you might as well wait till they all come out. It cracks me up though how they can complicate every feature in this game. Mm-hmm. Like, it's something simple. Here's your property, upgrade it, build a part. Well, now, here's your properties, but you can only build 5 a day. So they just
like to confuse the shit out of you.
Well, and here's all your properties, but guess what? You can only pick which ones you want to build from, and you have to activate them.
Okay, I want to build from all of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, the Mafia Wars blog gave us some sneak peeks of Chicago. So there's 4 images of Chicago. It looks like it's all black and white. A game header was found in the servers. It looks kind of cheesy.
What else is new?
And that's they haven't told us anything except for these images, so very unhelpful. And it was funny because they spelled it sneak peek, and they spelled it P-E-A-K.
Oh, God.
And I pointed that out, and then I saw they edited it.
So do you don't know what the energy cost is going to be?
They don't give us information like that.
Why not?
And we have no clue when it's going to come out. We have the Secret District. It should be open by the time you're listening to this. And that will most likely be around for 2 weeks like the other one. And you can get a jump start on collecting the consumables, which is going to be a jungle map. And I listed all of the loot items that are going to drop on my blog. And the funny thing is, none of these items are better than the Cuba loot. So there's going to be no need to farm them. So you can, unless they give us some great ratio, you can just kind of do it and be done with it.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And the jungle map is available in the Linkinator.
Yes, I saw you added that to the Linkinator.
In the Rinkinator.
Well, Spockholms always maintain they don't add stuff that you can't get through the normal game channels. But so many of these links were running around and the Gitinator was picking them up. So it's on there now.
Yep.
Nice addition.
Yeah. Got to make the players happy sometimes, more so than Zynga.
We'll try.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that were creating them with tiny URLs, so we figured that it was probably safer to put them in the Linkinator so they generate with the Spockon addresses and there's no potential for fraud in the links. So
Fraud?
Well, yeah. there were a lot of what started a little past history really fast. When we set up the Spockon Me service, we did it because there were a lot of players that were complaining that the tiny URLs or the short URLs or whatever that they were using for game links, a lot of them were starting to get loaded up with spam type advertisements. So they'd say that they were, open this to get a jungle map. And then all of a sudden you open it and you're at some, crazy spam site or phishing site. And so people were getting a bit frustrated that they couldn't trust the links that they were going to anymore. And not everybody knows you can open the tiny URL and preview it through some mechanisms before you follow it to wherever you want to go. But that's a lot of work. So when we created the Spockon Me service to do the shortening, then we no longer had to deal with that anymore because the only links that are allowed in there are Mafia Wars links. So if someone tried to create a link to one of those phishing sites, they can't do it because it's not going to be on the Mafia Wars servers. So, we created kind of the safe haven for the links that were being generated. And that's the reason why.
And that is better because there were, I ran my Gitinator the first day that all those links came out and I had 108 of them. So I was like, wow, a lot of people are doing this.
Yep.
Now, technically, Zynga could roll back and take them all away and say you weren't supposed to have them.
And they might. I mean, that's typical Zynga behavior. So if they do that, they'll do that. But
and we'll just accept 200 the next day.
Yeah, we'll just wait until wait until it's part of the free gifts page and then go from there. But, it's kind of one of these that you kind of hope that they just say, you know what? So what? If it starts spreading it and it starts building some hype for this new mission, then it's good publicity for them.
Yeah.
So, if people are out there collecting jungle maps and people are now starting to ask the question, what are these jungle maps used for? Oh, they're used for the new district that's coming. Mm-hmm. So I think it's good.
And the last thing I will discuss and I'll be done is there's a new rewards card in the marketplace. So if you buy a shitload of reward points, you get a punch. And after you get 10...
I can punch you and you don't have to buy shit.
After you get 10 punches, all you get is 15 free skill points. That's nothing.
That's what she said.
People can wipe their butts with 15 skill points.
Fetish. What is up with you?
Okay, and now I'm done.
Asshat.
Oh, and buy a hurricane relief item in the marketplace. No. They changed it this time. I noticed they brought in Facebook and admitted Facebook was helping because that's who you have to buy reward points through. But instead of reward points now, you have to just buy it for $3.
Yeah, it's a flat fee, no reward points, huh?
But I think the relief will end up getting more money this way.
The other thing to remember about that, though, too, is for those that actually unframe, you'll click the link until you're deathly blue in the face because it's never going to do anything if you're in an unframed Mafia Wars page. You have to be in a framed Mafia Wars page in order for the Facebook trigger to kick in to pop up the Facebook credits windows.
Can't it just be simple?
No.
Everything in Mafia Wars must be complicated.
God, no wonder I have migraines. Okay.
If it was easy, though, just think, we wouldn't have anything to do.
Or talk about.
I think I might find something else to do. Anything else, Jen?
No.
So, Chester, we missed you. What's going on in the family life? We tried to cover it for you, but I don't think we did so good.
It's not the same.
Yeah, it's not. No. Tell us something new.
Nothing. The one thing I can't stand is that while I'm in Chrome, I don't have the ability to do the family chat anymore. The only thing I get is that stupid box that says, oops, clicking on connection or refresh the page. It's like, dipshits, how many times you got to tell me that? I've done that many times. I've actually unframed it to try to get it to work. I have tried a different browser. It just doesn't work. At least for me.
It's a conspiracy.
Our chat hardly ever works either if I'm in Chrome.
See, but that doesn't make sense because the game is supposed to work dependent upon or independent of the browser that you're using. So,
well, supposed to is a big word in Mafia Wars.
Well, true. True dat. But other than that, they haven't changed anything in the family module. I was all excited when people were talking about the family module, but then it kind of like fizzled out. And the only thing that they did is they put the stupid boss fights in. And we're all bored to death of that. That's why we went on tour.
Yes, we are rolling.
Where are we?
I don't know where. Well, we're on a 9/11 break at the moment. We're in a stand down.
Yep, that's what we did. So just for all of you out there, if you're hitting Meg, sorry, we're not going to play with you right now. Because for 24 hours, we are truly taking a break, showing support for all those who lost their lives in the Twin Towers. And for all those who were affected by all those who lost their lives. So.
Mm-hmm. It's been a rough day, kind of, so.
Ooh.
It has, but there's not much going on in here. Did somebody want us to cover something? Were you saying that?
Yeah, well, that was about the... I think that there's some confusion. I've noticed this. There's a lot of confusion with people on how to fight the boss in general, even if you're not running Pete's script, which I've never even seen, so I'm not sure how that works. But, you know, there's a group that their rage meter stays high, and they just don't seem to get letting it die down.
They don't understand why they need to let it die down?
Yeah, I think there's just a lot of confusion about how to fight the boss. I'm not talking about in MIG at all, because we've got it down to a pretty good science.
And we don't use the spocklet.
And we're doing really good. I'm proud of Meg. But I have seen some problems in other families with it, though.
It causes drama. Lots of drama.
It truly is very easy. So you've got your three classes. If you just do the arsonist and the racketeers, you're set.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, that's all you need to do is get those two. The other one's not worth a shit, truthfully.
Please emphasize that. That causes a lot of drama, too.
Bruisers.
It really does. You don't need a bruiser.
Bruisers are for losers.
There you go.
You're a bruiser all the time then, Jen.
No. No one in the ass family picks bruiser. There's a conflict.
Back to the ass. Now stop. don't be a bruiser. It's not really going to do anything for you. So racketeers and arsonists, you can get an equal number of those. You want to have the racketeers because as you run out of the knives, the punches, and the rounds and all that, you're going to have to start using your stamina. As you attack with your stamina, it raises the amount of stamina that you need to use to attack him. So if you have a racketeer, you can say, help me out. And what it'll do is it'll actually break that down and bring it back to zero for you. And if you, as you're attacking him, whether you're using your stamina or all the other things that you can use to attack him with, every time you hit him, it starts to push up the rage meter. Now, Jeff seems to be a really pissed off person. So
yeah, what's his problem? There's medication. I don't know.
He gets
angry. If you looked like he did, you'd be pissed off too. Anyway. Because remember, he has a knife instead.
Yeah, well,
now he has a sword.
It's not even a knife. It's a sword.
His name is Jeff the Knife.
He's a sword
Maybe
fighter.
That's what's in his pants.
Yeah, he's pissed off about his lack of a knife.
Got like a
that's
knife.
Not a knife. Now that's no, a knife.
I just have
that's a knife, eh?
Drink
it's
Foster's.
But anyway, what it does is every time you attack him, it raises the rage meter. That's why you need the arsonist. What he does is he'll help you bring that down to zero. And Jen and I talked before, it's a set number that it goes down, so you can actually bring him into negative numbers. So.
And it only takes one jackass to go trigger happy to get that rage meter up to 1,000.
That is Jen talking about the ass.
She speaks from experience.
God, boss.
That's awesome. She can at least admit it.
And there's no way to prove who that person is. And everyone's like, who got their age meter to 1,000?
Unless they listen to the show.
That's right. And they're doing it just to piss you off. And
one thing I didn't know right away.
Tell me who you are and I'll give you a lot of set.
What was that, Jen?
One thing it took me a while to really understand is those rage boosts that bring it down. If you get one, it brings the rage meter down for the entire family, not just you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But there's a family I see that has never been able to go below the 100. They it doesn't move. And I just don't
that
get...
That could be glitch.
I hope it's glitched, aside from just not knowing what you're doing, or not at least figuring it out by now.
Far. And it was calculated that if you have 16 arsonists, that's enough to get through the whole fight and keep it down.
Really? 16 is a magic number for arsonists?
Yeah. If they pass out, actively pass out their boosts.
Okay.
Well, so thank you for clearing that up.
No worries.
Anything else going on?
No.
Causing problems for people?
I am. I'm pissing people off, and that's a good thing.
With their world tour.
Yeah. Everybody wants to come visit us because they're all pissed off. What gives you the right to go on a world tour?
I hear you're getting a lot of groupies.
You bunch of asshats. Yeah, now I'll tell you one of the things that really still chaps my ass.
About a flame this high?
The ass, jeez.
Hey, I said just to help your ass thing go. Is the fact that when I'm trying to fight somebody, it will not even register my attacks. I have sat there clicking on power attack, power attack, power attack. Nothing happens, and then all of a sudden I'm dead. And it makes zero sense to me whatsoever. I mean, my health will go down as I'm clicking the attack button, and it just won't send out an attack because I'm just getting hammered so quick.
That's what she said.
So that's right, and she was. But it's just something that needs to get fixed in the game. Doesn't matter if somebody's hitting me, if I'm attacking somebody. You should still register my attacks out there. Why? Because I'm not freaking dead yet. So anyway.
Well,
that was my angry piece. Mm.
Mm. Well, we missed you and your anger.
Yeah, it's good to have you back.
Well, thank you. So, but let's do some shout outs, kids. I'm going to do a shout out to ROK. Mm. So they've
friends.
Had some changes over there. They're all ex-Migs.
Yeah, they've all been family at one time or another.
That's right. So I just wanted to tell everybody who's been having a tough time over there just to chillax. You're doing fine. How about you?
I'm going to give a shout out to Maya Marsh and Billy Pilgrim. A couple of people I met because I got iced the other day, and they were just so funny that I thought I'd say hi. So, hello.
Cool. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer.
Okay, my shout out is to everyone who's ever read my blog, because today I hit 10 million page loads.
Ooh, that's me.
Dear God.
I was excited.
That's us, y'all. We did this.
Don't we have that many listeners?
Well, like a million of them probably came from me.
Checking back over it.
Yeah. So, but thank you to everyone who does read and provides feedback and comments. I appreciate that.
Oh, that leaves me out.
Yes.
No shit, yes. Sorry, I have to moderate them.
You lost Pete at hello.
You lost me at read.
Oh, he reads sometimes.
He's read too. Does that count?
No, that's right. How about you, Pete? You got a shout out?
I'm going to give a shout out to Jeff and the development team at Mafia Wars that you guys know my number, and you're welcome to call me on some ideas on some script enhancements that we could all do together that the community would benefit from?
Well, that's a wrap.
Is it?
Wrap it up.
That's it.
Later. I want a car, get them crashing to the